The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Here, dear, do you want these receipts, too? They look like something important. Dear?
Now, just a second, will you? If line 11 is $5,000 or more, or if you itemize deductions, compute your tax on page 2 and enter the amount here from line 9, page 2. Oh.
I don't know why you always wait until the very last minute to do your income tax. You know you have to. You know when it's due. Well, we go through this every year, this mad race to finish filling out the form and then tearing to get it postmarked by midnight.
Well, be quiet, will you? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh, is this all we gave to charity this year?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it's the one thing we can deduct.
Well, dear, every time I suggest giving any more, you scream and yell that we need charity ourselves.
Oh, scream and yell. I do not. I don't...
Pretty hard to get money out of you, dear.
Look, I don't have it. Talking about... Now, let's see. Other costs explained in Schedule C2. Depreciation, repairs, losses, medical expenses. Oh.
How are you doing, dear? It's nearly 10:30.
Oh, I'm doing all right, I guess. Just about finished.
I wish you'd let me help you.
Oh, you wouldn't understand a word.
How do you know? You never give me a chance.
Well, one thing, darling, it's mostly arithmetic. You can hardly add 2 and 2.
I wish you would stop saying things like that in front of Betsy, too. She's beginning to think I don't know anything about arithmetic, and she's having it now, the simple things.
Well, she's pretty quick, too, you know. I think she's going to take after me in that respect.
Oh, say, listen, by the way, Anne dropped in today. And she brought something for you.
Oh?
Where is it? I put it here someplace.
What was it?
No, it's just a clipping from a newspaper. There's a note on it from Jack. It says, I cut this out, thought you might find it amusing or something like that. I don't know what it is. Oh, here.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw this. You know, it was in the paper a couple of weeks ago.
What is it?
Guys, this is kind of funny. Some taxpayer sent a letter to Senator Arthur V. Watkins from Utah to the Senate building, asking the senator to explain a 212-word sentence that appears in the Internal Revenue Service's tax booklet on how to prepare your income tax return on Form 1040. And even the senator couldn't understand the sentence. Nor could several of the other senators that he showed it to.
Really? Then how did they expect taxpayers to understand it?
Yeah, that is the point. No, this is kind of a funny article. The senator is offering 2 prizes to the person who can't understand it. One's a book on simplified English to be sent to the Internal Revenue Commissioner, and the other...
What's the sentence they don't understand?
Oh, darling, it's too long, boy. There's even an explanation of it in this article by a tax man, and I can't even understand the explanation.
Well, what's the sentence?
Darling, you wouldn't...
What is this?
All right. Here, starts like this. Listen. The charge with respect to any underpayment of any installment is mandatory and will be made unless the total amount of all payments of estimated tax made on or before the last date prescribed for the payment of such installments equals or exceeds whichever of the following is the lesser. And then it goes on. Well, that's the gist of it anyhow.
Well, come on.
Well, darling, I can't read the whole thing. It just goes on like that. Here's the last part. An amount equal to 90% of the tax computed at the rate applicable to the taxable year on the basis of the actual taxable income for the month in the taxable year ending before the month in which the installment is required to be paid. I mean, you wonder who can even write stuff like this to begin with.
Well, let me see it.
It's infuriating.
I certainly can't understand it if you don't read the whole thing.
Well, here. There you are. And if you can figure it out, you write to Senator Watkins, huh?
All right.
Oh, boy, where's an envelope? I think I got this finished at last. I hope so. Oh, boy, does my back ache. Oh, my head, too. Anyhow, it's done for another year. That's one nice thing about the income tax.
What don't you understand about this?
What?
I said, what don't you understand about this?
You understand it?
Yes, I think so. It's not complicated. It just sounds complicated.
Let me have that again.
Yeah. You read it again, dear. I think it'll be clear. No. All right, a letter to Mother. She wanted the recipe, and I forgot to send it to her. Excuse me, darling. I want to get some stationery.
You mean say you understand this double talk?
It's not double talk. Just sets forth the rules and tells when a penalty will be assessed for failing to pay a sufficient amount. And it also gives the exceptions, which apply even though the affected taxpayer hasn't paid the required 70% of his liability for the year.
Well...
Doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess so, sure.
I think what has confused you, dear, that 6% penalty. You see, the 6% penalty is imposed, but not on the difference between what the taxpayer has paid and what he was supposed to pay.
Huh?
The penalty, as I understand it, is assessed against the difference between what he paid and the 70% he was supposed to pay. And the penalty on this is prorated quarterly because the tax is payable in quarterly installments. You know that.
Yes, certainly.
And the first exception merely says that there's no penalty even though the previous year's liability may be higher. And the second exception is quite clear. And the third exception merely means that when a taxpayer files a declaration and pays his estimated quarterly tax on the basis of actual income for the year up to that date, and it's prorated on an annual basis. You follow me?
Oh, sure.
Well, it just means the taxpayer's in the clear.
Huh?
Even though he's not up to the 70% minimum at the end of the year. I think that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
What's
the matter?
You've
never wanted me to help you with the income tax, dear, but I understand these things rather well. I may not be able to do arithmetic, but logic doesn't matter. Good, you know, I remember in school I did very well when
But you can't even figure out the social security for the cleaning woman.
Well, that's arithmetic again. You see, I understand the principles of things, I just don't know how to do it. In school, as I started to say, I was just marvelous with stocks and bonds. I really was. When we studied it, we used to make investments, just pretend, you know. And honestly, darling, I made millions.
You understand investments, uh-huh. Stocks and bonds?
Uh-huh.
And...
Well, yes, mm-hmm. Very well. Of course, I had my own little system, but it worked. And I've often thought, dear, if you'd be interested in sitting down with me sometime, because I watch the stock market rather...
Yeah, look, cut it out, will you? Look, I have been married to you entirely too long, and anybody who can't even remember that 7 times 9 is 63 is not going to get by... What did you do?
I memorized it.
You memorized it?
Anne brought it over this afternoon, and I read it, and it was just Greek to me, and then I saw the explanation at the end. So I thought I'd play a little joke on you. It took me 2 hours to memorize it perfectly. How did I do? Huh?
Well, you did very well. You're a dick.
Well, I had you fooled, though, for just a minute now, didn't I? Huh?
Well, let's say you had me hopeful for just a minute.
Oh, girl.
Honestly.
Oh, honey, look at the time. You'll have to hurry now.
Oh, look, it'll only take me 5 minutes to walk down to the corner.
Down to the corner? There's no pickup tonight.
No pickup?
Why, no, dear. Where have you been? They took out that late pickup months ago.
Well, you mean I got to drive all the way downtown to the main post office?
If you want this postcard by midnight.
Well, I will make it.
Yes, you will if you hurry.
Oh, all right. Now, stamp. Get me a stamp. Where are the stamps?
Stamps? I don't know. I don't think we have any.
No stamps?
Just a second. Let me look.
Boy, I am going to make a list when I get back home. A list of absolutely essential things we're always going to have in our new house. One of them is stamps. A big fat roll of stamps.
If you want this postmark by midnight, get your coat on. I'll run over to the neighbors and get a stamp.
Oh, I'll never make it. Let's face it. I'll never make it. Oh, boy.
Can I get it?
Yeah, me and about 100 others racing into mail attack.
Oh,
golly. Well, that's done. Boy, it's still kind of cold out, you know. It's raining, too.
Oh, is it, dear?
Hey.
What?
Yeah, I was just thinking. You know, I thought it'd be nice after we get on our feet again. The new house is all paid for.
What?
You know, I mean, the furniture and all that.
What?
Well, something we've talked about, never seemed to have money for. A hi-fi. Truth is, I stopped in the music store today and thought I looked at one and went by there on the way home.
Why did you mention hi-fi just now? What music store were you at?
With the one at the corner of 6th.
The salesman told you, didn't he?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Forget it.
What are you talking... What salesman? I just stopped in and looked at them. I didn't even talk to a salesman. What is all
this? Nothing.
Honey?
Oh, honestly, now it's all spoiled.
What's all spoiled?
Well, I guess I spoiled it.
What?
I thought the salesman said I'd been in there or something. Oh, it was supposed to be a surprise.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm giving you for your den in the new house.
A hi-fi?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They... That cost several $100s. You crazy? All those various speakers and all that? Amplifiers?
I know it. I got some money from Mother. She sold some land that was in my name and hers. She sent me $700, which I saved and put away to buy you what you wanted.
Well, sweetheart, you...
Well, you do so many nice things for me, and you've always loved music so and wanted a really nice hi-fi phonograph, and I thought... Oh, what a wonderful surprise for him. You're surprised anyhow?
Oh, sure, I sure am. Honey, you're one surprise after another. You know, you're quite a cutie pie.
Well, I wanted you to have something that really meant something to you, so Mother sent me $700 I was going to tell him, and I thought, no, I won't tell him. See, this is...
Well, I tell you, you.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
When did your mother send you this money?
Oh, goodness, I guess it was about November, and at first I was going to get the high five for you for Christmas. Well, then I thought,
November?
No.
Wait a minute. Your mother just gave you the money?
Yes, well, she gave me half of what she got for the farmland. I forget how many acres it was.
Well, then it was income.
What?
You had $700 income last year.
What?
Was that all profit?
Was it?
How long has your mother had this land?
Well, I think my grandfather bought it originally, and he left it to my dad, and he left it to mother and me, and it's out in the western part of the state. Mother was tired of paying taxes on it, so she said, what is the matter with you?
Why didn't you tell me?
I just told you I didn't tell you. I wanted to be a surprise.
It is, it is.
What's all the fuss about?
Look, all income has to be reported on the income tax return.
Oh, I don't think that's income, dear.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, just what do you think income is?
Well, you have to earn it, don't you, by working? What are you doing?
I am going to call Jack for pizza. Yeah, I just mailed my income tax in. Now here's $700 I didn't report. Operator. Yeah, okay, Jack. Thanks a lot. Well, I'm sorry to call you so late, but... Okay, goodbye.
What did Jack say?
Well, I can do one of two things. File an amended return plus the additional tax and interest, depending on how soon I get it in.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that you... Oh, never mind, darling. Or I can wait until the revenue agent comes around and examines my return and explain it to him then.
Well, what do you think he'll do?
I'm going to file an amended return at once.
Well, I'd wait.
Huh?
Well, it may never come up, because actually, dear, I think you're wrong. I don't believe that's what the government means by income. Why, you might as well call it income when I sold my old black walnut bed to Grace for $75. Or when I worked in that gift shop before Christmas.
Well, you didn't get paid for that.
Of course I got paid.
You...
Why do you think I did it? I wanted some money of my own for Christmas.
I thought you were just helping Lorraine out.
Oh, it's true. She's a friend of mine, and she needed somebody, and I did it to help out, but she paid me. Didn't you think she paid me?
No. No, you never mentioned it.
Oh, I used some money to buy you the portable typewriter you wanted, honey, for Christmas. And Lexi's blankets, I bought that.
Yes, it was very sweet of you, but look, late as it is, dear, would you mind just sitting down? Wait till I get your paper and pencil here. Now, look, just make me out a little list, would you?
Well, all right. Honestly, I hate to say it, dear, but you do sort of take some fun out of a surprise. And don't make me seem so stupid. Well, I know plenty of my friends have had money they've gotten, and I know they don't call it income.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll call their husbands tomorrow. Now.
Well, first, $700.
$700, yes.
And then, well, if you want to count such a small amount, there was about $13.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.